Genesis 16:13.
Then she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees." For she said, "Have I also here seen him who sees me?"
In Hebrew, "Vatikra Shem Adonai Hadover Elea Ata El Roi, Ki Amra Hagam Halom Raiti Achre Roi."
Here we learn and see that God is called El Roi, the God of sight, or the God who sees me. In verse 14, the one right after it, she calls a well Be'er Lechai Roi, which literally means the well of him who lives and sees me. Agar in the story is rather distressed now because of the abuse she receives at home. She runs away from home. The angel of God comes to her in the name of God, in the name of Jehovah, and basically instructs her what to do and shows her God's sympathy and love towards her. Now, again, we see God being able to see through and be part of this woman's life. And not only that, but being able to comfort her in the way that would make her most content. Meaning his ability to see, lir'ot in Hebrew, is not only into the distress of this woman, but also how to solve this distress for this woman. And as we all know, this is another case where God creates something outside of the Jewish circle, creating Yishmael, which is the father and was the seed that created all the Arab countries. So we see God's overall compassion towards the entire beings that he governs. And we can see God's ability to see, to study, and to comply and support the people he loves.